Next to a rare but revealing insight this morning into what one top banker really thinks about the Tracker mortgage scandal, in which 40,000 homeowners were overcharged by their lenders, some lost their homes, and the banks involved have so far had to pay out €700 million in fines and compensation. According to the Group Chief Executive of KBC Bank, Johan Thies, the central bank investigation into the scandal is annoying and it's time to move on. Speaking on a conference call with financial analysts yesterday following the release of KBC's third quarter results, Mr. Thies said the inquiry was hampering growth and urged the regulator to turn the page.
What is still an annoying thing is the whole Tracker mortgage stuff. Honestly, I would recommend the Central Bank of Ireland, come on guys, turn the page. Let's focus on doing business. We have learned our lessons. We know what to do. Let's know. Stop doing all the nitty-gritty stuff, which is an administrative hampering of the development of the financial institution and the financial market as a whole in Ireland. Let's turn that page and then really go into business.
On primetime last night, the chief executive of the Banking and Payments Federation, Brian Hayes, said the KBC boss's comments were unfortunate, but he wouldn't be drawn on whether he was wrong to say what he said.
Those remarks were unfortunate at one level, but at another level they express a frustration about the length of time that the Tracker scandal investigation is taking, the kind of drip-drip we are
well,
seeing.
Well, in fairness, that's hardly the central bank's fault.
No, and the central bank have to be supported in getting to an end of this. The outcome has to be for the 40,000 plus impacted customers, that they get justice, recompense. And the banks, listen, I am not going to defend what the banks did. The banks do not defend what they did. We need to move to a healthy new position. 26,500 Irish people work in Irish banks. They're important. We're not going to get to a better position
as
a country.
Was he wrong to say what he did?
Well, I think they were unfortunate, those comments. But I think you have to understand the frustration of a lot of people about the length of time that this investigation is taking.
Brian Hayes of the Banking and Payments Federation. We're joined here in studio by Poura Kassan, financial advisor who represented many hundreds of homeowners caught up in the Tracker mortgage scandal. A very good morning to you and thank you for coming to the programme. And Mr. Thies says that we have learned our lessons, we know what to do. Have they?
When I saw the words or heard the words that was brought to my attention yesterday, ironically, I was coming from an oral hearing where an appeal for a husband and wife dealing with the fallout effects of what occurred. And I found his comments insensitive, but more worryingly, I suppose, they showed a clear lack of empathy with what occurred and a lack of understanding of the effects of what happened. I saw it as ironic, some of the words he used about nitty-gritty stuff and administrative hampering, when he's talking about a lender that resisted this investigation, resisted the Finance Committee, his own bank. And he says it has taken 10 years, and Brian Hayes said it took 10 years. The reason it has taken that length of time is the banks didn't acknowledge that there was a wrong in the first place. And it took a huge amount of effort to get banks like KBC to the table of understanding that there was a wrong in the first place.
What in particular has been your experience representing mortgage holders with KBC? How have they as an institution dealt with this?
Well, I brought with me this morning the report I sent to the Central Bank. It's over 130 pages because this bank had put out the soundboards that there was no issue with them. There was no issue of Trackers at all. They have resisted everything that I ever wrote was wrong. They argued against it. They defended their position, as they're entitled to do, but they were wrong. And I suppose the concern I would have in what's being put out from yesterday, this was the CEO of the parent bank. And this bank was also bailed out, I might add, by the Belgian government and sought state aid, which they have repaid, I might add. But I think what concerns me here is there are people that were affected to such a degree that they can't simply flip a page as he would like everybody to do here. Mm-hmm. They can't. They have to live with the consequences of this. It's interesting when he says how long it takes. The overcharging went on here for 10 years in some instances, and that caused economic and personal and stressful difficulties, which reached far beyond, with all due respect to the CEO, They can't be just flipped over. These people are dealing with the fallout of this and will have to continue to deal with it.
We know we've had in recent times, as a result of this scandal, a lot of talk about changing the culture in our banks. There's now a banking culture board to address just this issue. The culture of an institution, of course, is very often set by those at the top. Does Mr. Thees now need to withdraw these remarks or clarify them in some way?
Well, I would ask him to do two things. I would certainly ask him to withdraw or clarify what he meant. But you'll get a PR spin on it then, Brian. That's what will happen there, because it's the CEO of the bank. The regret I would have is there are good people in KBC in Ireland who are trying and attempting to change the culture, because they come into the board of the culture board. We have a program in place already, a work program in place to try and change these things. But I think the comments yesterday, if ever it was needed to be highlighted, highlight the level of work and the challenge that's ahead for the culture board in particular. But it won't be easy, and it never was going to be.
What about the comments of Brian Hayes? We heard them there. Unfortunate is the term he used to describe Mr. Thien's remarks. What's your reaction to that response from someone who's a spokesman for the Irish banking sector?
I mean, why the words are chosen so carefully is just beyond me. Call it as it is. I mean, there would be a lot more respect and trust rebuilt, because people spoke about restoring trust. Restoring trust isn't going to happen. It actually has to be rebuilt. But when Brian Hayes comes out and uses words unfortunate, it's as if it's to dilute the importance of the effect. And he's missing the point. People, I've said this umpteen times, people are not upset about how much money was taken from them. They're upset that it was taken in the first place, because they trusted banks to look after them and so forth. And that point is consistently missed by commentators such as Mr. Hayes, who ironically at one point fleecing customers and of the other thing. So it's a change, but you need to understand it.
And his complaint or his point that this is something which is taking longer than it should to resolve, the phrase he used was this drip-drip approach.
Well, the reason it's taking the length of time is because it was such a broad investigation and such an important investigation. Secondly, it wouldn't have taken any time. It wouldn't have even occurred if the banks that he's speaking about hadn't done it in the first place. There would have been no investigation if they had done right by their customers from day one.
Padraig Cassan there, we leave it. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning. It's